joining us right now is he's get ready to do all the time during college football, Steve Caribo in the house. And Steve, you're tracking a big game, Penn State at Temple. Tell me about this game.
Yeah, looking forward to this one, Pete. I think it's going to dictate the way Penn State's going to play this year. What's good about it for Penn State, they got a bit more of a challenge than people expect here. The great defense that Temple's got, 10 returning starters, real good linebackers. It's Trevor Medikevich, I believe his name is, has 100 tackles each of the last three seasons entering his senior year. But, you know, the key to Penn State is going to be how their line play is this year, their offensive line play. They got a couple new people in there. They got more experience than they had. You know, Sanks has hurt them up front the last couple of years. Didn't give Hackenberg much protection and much of a running game. So this will be a good game. I'm sitting in the end zone, so I'll be able to see the holes hopefully open up into protection. I want to see how this line is going to look this year.
Overall, Penn State, how far have they come with recovering from the scandal?
Well, it's not 100% by any chance, by any means. I mean, it's done. James Franklin's a great recruiter. I've talked to several friends. As a matter of fact, the kids were recruited by him down in Maryland. And he's just got that kind of aura of attracting the right guys. And you know, you hear more and more of some of the blue chippers he's bringing in. Will they play right away? I don't know. I think he'll have some kids on hold, redshirting them and so forth. He's going to stick with the kids he's got with experience the last couple of years. But he's going to plug in some kids that he redshirted last year. And I heard especially on defense, they've got some fantastic defensive ends coming into play. So give another year or two and he'll be up there. Again, the combination of the talent he wants to recruit and the experience.
Interesting. Steve Caribo, of course, Tales from the Tailgate. How many games have you been to so far?
As of last night, 486.
Wow. Do you make a are you going to modify your book that's out, or are you going to just let it alone?
I'm going to let it roll for a while. It's hard to. The biggest thing with the book is promoting it, and with a full-time job and doing this type of stuff, it's a little bit more difficult to get the time to promote it, but I'm thinking of what to do for the future. I mean, I have a couple ideas kicking around.
Hey, I was just reading an article in ESPN about the stadiums out there that seven out there that have odd things that you never knew about college football. I know when I was reading it, I was thinking about some of them, especially like where the Bulldogs play and the Tigers play. Those are stadiums you've been at.
Could hear the end of the field, kind of standing outdoors here, but the stadiums, I mean, the seven unusual things you're talking about?
Yeah, the seven unusual stadiums, seven or more odd things you never knew about college football stadiums. And what is interesting is they talk a little bit about Bobby Dodd Stadium, the basements, another stadium, and how they built down in North Carolina the stadium. It used to be an old pond. Georgia, the stadium, they have a mausoleum, I guess, for the first dog, for the Bulldogs, you know what I mean? So, interesting notes. I don't know if you were aware of that, but interesting article, too. I'm sure a person with you, like you, travels around the country scouting and spotting all this college football. You probably have some interesting stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll be down at Bobby Dodd for the first time this year for Florida State later on this season. Yeah, I mean, there's some interesting things. I especially like going to the older stadiums that have been around historically. Like, you know, you go to Harvard, for instance, or Harvard-Yale years back, first time at that stadium. And, the old pillars and the concrete it was made of. And it just looks like, you know, almost looks like it's ready to fall apart, but it's a historic place. It's standing firm, and it's funny. You think back to the games over the years and the significance teams like Harvard and Yale played over the years when the sport first started, and then you look at today's stadiums, and they're getting more and more, calm and similar. And it's disappointing to me. It's similar to what I'm seeing today, although I guess Temple's got no other choice. You know, they're playing in a pro football stadium. More and more of that's happening around the country with some of the bigger games and the bowl games and so forth. That's not going to be the campus atmospheres. And, you go to a game like Army or Navy and you see all the history and traditions, and not only the stadiums themselves, but the surroundings and the aura of what they bring to college football.
Yeah, well, interesting. One of the stories I just had, Mississippi State. I don't know if you've been there, but at the midfield, They put the team mascot is buried right there at midfield, and they had a little procession for him, and the dog was put in a glass coffin, which they ended up burying at midfield. So, you know, I don't know, Steve, when you travel around, if folks want to get a copy of your book, you have a site you can send them to? Where's your website, by the way?
Website is www.collegefootballfan.com. I can keep the updates of all the games I'm attending, some of the records I've got. There's some updating on that site and all, too. So, but, you know, by the end of this weekend, I'll have the review of today's game, Temple and Penn State, and of last night's game, Delaware and Jacksonville, which is my opening game for the season.
Hey, I did not know this. Did you know the Rose Bowl is built on a giant garbage dump?
I can believe that.
You know? You figure sweet-smelling roses, they put it on a garbage dump. Interesting note. Okay, where are you heading for next weekend?
Next weekend I'll be at Rutgers when Washington State comes into play them. And, you know, I'm interested to see what's going to fall out there with all the things going on with Kyle Flood and his team. So, but as far as the game is concerned, I mean, you're going to see Mike Leach come in throwing the ball all over the place. It'll be interesting to see how defensively Rutgers is going to play against them. And they're bringing a bunch of new players on the offensive side. And there's a little bit more strength, I think, from Washington State's defensive perspective because they've got a new defense coordinator, Alex Grinch, came over from Missouri. So that's going to be the big test for Rutgers as well. They played Norfolk State today, which isn't going to offer much against them. But next week's going to be the big test to see how they're going to fare this year going further into the Big Ten.
Well, we wish you all the best, and of course, we'll get you back on throughout the college football season. Steve Carrivo, good luck there at Penn State versus Temple.
All right, thanks a lot. Be looking forward to it. Talk to you soon.
You bet.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years and years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
800-241-2720.
They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt.
Call 800-241-2720. 800-241-2720. That's 800-241-2720.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.